This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A LaRue County farmer says his wheat harvest is starting out with yields lower than he had hoped for. Ryan Bibbins, who owns and operates Fresh Start Farm in Hodgenville, says this year did not start off on a positive note.
It's just like everything else this year. Things have been a struggle. We thought we'd really dodged a bullet, but we knew that the potential existed after that May 9th freeze we woke up to. You know, here in Central Kentucky, we went for about 5 hours. We were below freezing temperatures. Thought that it had not hurt it, but here a couple of weeks ago, we started seeing a lot of damages. With freeze damage, it takes time to show up. We started seeing some of this damage show up. And
Bibbins says they were anticipating some reduction in yields from the freezes, but the impact seems to be greater than expected.
We were hoping to have a half a crop after we got into it. Seeing what little we've run so far, we're about 10 to 15% harvested right now, and what we have run, we've seen at best, we're seeing some 20, 30 bushel yield. So obvious the freeze damage really did put a hurting on it. In fact, I told somebody the other day, I was in a field, saw the monitor go anywhere from 0 to 93 in the same field, just depending on location, altitude, and whatnot.
He adds the entire growing season has been somewhat tough.
I think it just goes along with 2020, how everything else has been with 2020. It seems like everything we've touched in 2020 has been pretty tough this year, so wouldn't expect the wheat crop to do any less, I guess, Alan.
Traveling Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.